the range of extremist ideologies has widened. It's no longer limited to religious extremism. We see people drawn to neo-Nazi movements or the incel movement. Incel is involuntarily celibate. That means people, usually men, who are unable to find partners despite wanting them. It's a description of one's personal circumstance, but it's evolved into a subculture known for its extreme resentment and hostility towards women. And the recent cases we have picked up are very telling. You will have read the news that earlier this week, ISD announced two Singaporeans were issued restriction orders under the ISA. In the first case, a 30-year-old aspired to take up arms for Turkey in its territorial disputes with Greece. His motives were not religiously motivated. Instead, it was fueled by personal grievances and his desire to find meaning in overthrowing what he thought were oppressive regimes. The second case was just a 14-year-old, but he had been self-radicalized by a mix of extremist ideologies. He was an ISIS, or he is an ISIS supporter, professes to be an ISIS supporter. He also subscribes to far-right extremism and identifies himself as an incel. So a very toxic mix of different extremist ideologies. Both are young, and that is very worrying for us because we are seeing more cases of young Singaporeans succumbing to extremist ideologies. So how should we respond to these very worrying trends? First, we will deepen international cooperation because terrorism knows no borders. We must work together, exchanging intelligence, expertise, and resources to disrupt terrorist plans. In fact, many countries are keen to learn from our rehabilitation approach, so we will share our experience and learn from theirs as well. And together, we can and we must find ways to make the world safer. Second, we will remain vigilant. In our fight against extremism, we can never let our guard down. External groups like ISIS continue to inspire followers. Domestically, self-radicalization is on the rise, as I described just now. Our security agencies will do their best to detect and to neutralize threats. But every Singaporean also has a role to play. If you see a loved one succumbing to extremist ideologies, please help to report them early so that they can receive help. I know it's not easy. I too have friends who have gone astray. I knew them when they were younger, and I would never have expected them to turn to extremism. But these things can happen, and when they do, we want to be able to act early and help them get back on the right path as soon as possible. And that leads to my third point, which is we will strengthen our rehabilitation capabilities. In fact, now we have to go beyond Islamic religious counseling because Singaporeans are succumbing to a wider range of extremist ideologies. We have already started to do this. For example, we have developed a suite of interventions specifically tailored for self-radicalized young people. They include mentorship, cyber wellness, and programs to improve their social skills. And we are seeing some positive results. You may recall the case of a 16-year-old Singaporean Christian youth who was detained in December 2020 after he was radicalized by online far-right extremist propaganda and had planned to attack Muslims at two mosques. He received counseling from a Christian pastor who taught him the virtues of nonviolence and to appreciate interfaith harmony. At the same time, he had two mentors, including a volunteer from the RRG, who provided him with social support and guidance. All this helped to change his way of thinking, and he was released in January last year and is now continuing his studies in an institute of higher learning. But finally, and most importantly, we must continue to build strong and cohesive bonds among Singaporeans. Self-radicalization often preys on those who feel more isolated Then they turn to online sources to find meaning, and they stumble upon extremist materials, and then they get led astray. To counter that, we have to foster belonging, human connections, and trust. And that's why we have worked so hard over these last 60 years to strengthen ties across race and religion. This remains vital, but we must also guard against new divides like those arising from social and economic inequality, because left unchecked, they can weaken trust and erode the cohesion we have painstakingly built up. So we must continue to do our best to strengthen the bonds between Singaporeans. The more united we are, the more resilient we'll be against these divisive forces.